Love is all there is, and in order for us to experience the full potential of love, we need to accept all shades of love. You are listening to Being Love, and I'm your host, Promise Kramer, and together we're going to be reconnecting with all shades of love. So thank you for being here. In this episode, we will be talking about the alpha and the beta feminine. So in today's episode, we are going to be talking about the beta and the alpha feminine. The reason that I'm doing this episode is because a month ago I released an episode where it was more of a personal episode. I was talking about my journey to accepting gentle and hard femininity, looking into my ancestral line from my ancestors, how they were and how I got influenced and how I was embracing both parts. So I got questions about that episode, about the choice of words using gentle and hard feminine, which today I'm going to be redoing that episode or answering some of the questions that I got and taking it a step further. So before I start with the definitions, I just want to mention that I don't believe in anyone being in any box or any true definition. Like, this is the kind of people, like this is a masculine man in a traditional sense, or is a feminine woman in a traditional sense. I think it is like a pendulum. We are constantly swinging between different ways of being either feminine, either a woman or a man, excuse me. So with that being said, I want you to picture a swing between alpha and beta, which now will put a woman in the middle. So the internet has a lot of information that is contradicting in the definitions of a beta and a alpha feminine. But the general sense between the two definitions is that the beta feminine is more described as a feminine woman, your traditional feminine woman who's gentle, more nurturing, more submissive, some cultures, and more giving, you would say. And an alpha feminine will be then the opposite, which will be a little bit firmer, more possessive, dominant. Some even said their love is not their first goal or first focus, as opposed to the best feminine. So those were the definitions that you would come across when you would search just a definition of the two. Now, on the last episode that I did, I intentionally said embracing hard and gentle feminine, because I believe that within each and every individual, male and a female, there is two aspects of total opposites and total extremes in a way, and we are always trying to find ourselves in the middle, or at least swinging between one to another and trying to find a more comfortable landing between those two aspects of us. When I look into women today, or in the last 60 years or so, women in general they've been more promoting alpha feminine, being alpha in terms of being a base bob, boss babe, sorry, I'm saying it wrong, even being a boss babe, making your own money. It's mostly about just achieving career success. And in the last 60 years, that has been primarily the goal for most women, rightfully so, because when you look, especially in the Western world, when you were a more feminine woman, more a better woman, it does appear as belittled in a way, not truly valued in terms of what you really bring in the table. So naturally, most women wanted to express more of their alpha side to show that, hey, I also have alpha characteristics, and I can also bring that up to bring about change, to be a president, to vote, and all those things that women are now doing that we're not able to do 100 years ago. Most of us, most of women, want to find themselves in the middle of those two worlds. So I know for just women around my life and what I observe going on in the life around me, most women want to have the balance job, like career life and family life, and be in between those worlds with much confidence and being able to feel like you can still truly embrace them both. Now, a little bit of a story about myself and how my journey has been going over the last, I'll say, 7 years. I came from a background of alpha, most dominant alpha feminine. My grandmothers, my mother, my aunts, they're all mostly single women who are forced to be to step in the alpha role, to take charge and to be the leader. So I grew up observing that and seeing that as a confident woman, as a woman that I would have to be. I don't even think I really did any thinking. It was just automatic. I observed it as a sponge as a child, and that's what I then became. I found that the alpha women that were in my life, they were all single mostly, or they would have relationships that didn't really last, and they were always providing for themselves and being on their own. Now, I thought I didn't want that. I wanted to have a partner, and I wanted to also experience that which is love, that which I would say is gentle and nurturing and caring. The women in my life didn't have those qualities. They were not nurturers, they were not carers, you know, they were more just providing the bread, providing the food for us, and that was all. That was too much already. It took too much strength or just to provide the bare necessity to survive. My mom worked long hours, so did my grandmother, and they would come home late at night, and they just don't want to talk to anyone, and mostly they're grumpy, you know, they just wanna not have to care for anyone or nurture anyone. So wanting to include something more into what I was learning started the quest for me to try and change myself. So over the years, as a teenager, I tried to implement things that I thought were more gentler or softer or more feminine. In terms of the way I looked, like my appearances, I embraced being like humble, like greeting people and smiling to people, just being generally nice to people, which in African cultures is quite normal and okay to smile to people and greet people. I know when I'm in Europe, I always greet people and they find it weird. So it is also a cultural thing. But when I then started trying to change myself, there was then this inner conflict, inner war within me, between what I knew or defined as being a woman and what I wanted to include. So what I wanted to include was fighting what was already in me, or what was in me was fighting what wanted to come, what wanted to merge with me. And that conflict presented itself in work in my job when I then started working in my school. are in my relationships, in my family relationships, in romantic relationships, there was a constant battle within myself, which then translated a constant battle with the people around me. For example, in a classroom, maybe if someone would say a comment by, you know, a woman has to be like this, or, you know, women should be more gentle, just as a stereotypical example, all aspects of me will want to fight that, even though I want to embrace that so much. So I would then truly like fight that and not understand why, because I actually want to include that part of me, but including that part of me means excluding something else, like something that I've always taught, something that is part of me, and then that brought up the conflict. It took a little bit of time for me to recognize that everything that is not included in our systems, in my feminine system, in my feminine makeup, that which is not included will always try and come through. So it will fight for itself to be noticed, to be, I'm also here. So having to accept and include and see a space for my alpha feminine side and my more gentle and my feminine side, seeing space and giving space for each of those aspects of me, and understanding that there is a role for different aspects of me, and that when I am more feminine in one day and a little bit masculine in another day, or alpha in another day, that still is still me, and I can still honor those two sides of me, or those two sides of expression of me. It's really actually an expression. So lately, in the past 5-6 years, there's been kind of a buzz of women trying to go back to being feminine women, to being a better feminine woman, who is gentle, who's nurturing, who's more submissive, more giving, and, you know, who would love to marry and have kids and, you know, be a homemaker, maybe even a housewife, etc. So that has been really rising, and I think because it wasn't included in quite some time with the feminist movement, which rightfully had to happen. It had to take place for things, for change to be about. So now we see that there's this other aspect in a lot of women that they see that is not being acknowledged, that they're not acknowledging the part of them that are gentler, that are nurturing, that are more agreeable, that you know, that want to love, that want to express love. So with this movement came in, and suddenly we kind of turned away from our alpha side, or at least we're trying to turn away from the alpha feminine side. And what is that doing also is that we see a lot of women then experiencing like depression and a hard time just being at home and only focusing on nurturing and being submissive and being a homemaker, which is a beautiful, beautiful task, but it doesn't include going for things that we want. We might be hesitant to then take charge, to use those qualities or those aspects of us that are alpha, that will take a first step, that will be initiative. And we find ourselves thinking, I'm not good enough because what I'm providing is not enough, even though it's truly enough. And if we were maybe on our alpha segment, alpha zone, we will see that even just caring for our home, we can take charge, take initiative, and really be the alpha of running the household, yet also being gentle enough to nurture and provide warmth. So that I hope that explains a little bit why I chose gentle and hard femininity. when we include all aspects of ourselves, when we see ourselves as a system and not as a box that's either feminine or alpha, but as in as a system and an inclusion of all. And even that, there's even in between things between feminine and alpha, there's different shades there also of ways to experience your womanness or your manliness, right? So even just putting feminine and alpha, it doesn't even include the all in between shades. So just in understanding that we are an organism, we are a system of ways of expression. We express ourselves in different ways from situation to situation. If you are in the presence of your body, if you're in the presence of your womanness and you're really present with yourself, you experience a situation as it comes to you and you give it what it invokes in you. But that doesn't mean that we're not disciplined in terms of learning to adapt to things or learning to, you know, to be cooperative, to guide our alpha and our beta femininity. That it doesn't mean that, because even in that, even in an alpha, there's a mature alpha feminine and an immature alpha feminine. There's also a mature femininity and an immature femininity. So it's not like, okay, now I'm alpha and this is just how I'm gonna behave because I wanna express myself in the more alpha feminine way. No, we still need to look into, am I healthy in what I'm trying to express? Am I truly being true to myself in my expression? And we can even go as further in looking into, is it mature expression of an alpha feminine or is it an immature expression of an alpha feminine? And really define those for ourselves. What do you think is matured as an alpha or as a feminine? Why is it that still needs to develop? Because immature means just it still needs to develop. It's not in any way a criticism or a something to look down on. Of course, we all need to aspire to be more mature in whatever area we are in our life. However, immaturity brings about growth, and that's what we all go through. And when we include all shades of love or all shades of being love, we include the aspects of ourselves that is still immature and that is still needing nurturing and guidance and love and all that good jazz. I hope that made a little bit of clarity and a little bit of sense into being the feminine, gentle and hardness. I think this would still apply if you are a man. Just remove feminine and put masculine or manliness, and it will still be the same. I know also that the word better feminine or masculine or better man just is seen as like a negative thing, like something you shouldn't be. Everyone should be alpha. But this just means like a sensitive person, you would say, or a more, in terms of a man, you would say a better man will be a sensitive man, not a weak man in any way. No, of course, there's an immature and a mature better man, but it's not a bad thing to be. I know a lot of men in my life, beautiful men that are alpha men, and that are more men that are more sensitive men, and they're both just beautiful expression of men. And when we start to learn and understand our ways of expressing ourselves, we really start to recognize the beauty in each and every expression. Thank you so much for being here today. This episode was a lot of fun, and thank you for reaching to me. I have gotten a question about Instagram page, so I'm soon gonna open an Instagram page where it will be easy to communicate. I'm really laid into the bus of social media, and I had planned to stay that way, but I definitely don't mind having an Instagram account for the podcast. I think that's a great idea. And yeah, thank you so much for the love that is shown to the podcast. I truly, truly appreciate it. But until we meet again, have a good one.